Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ngokuba ke Thixo abathembele kuwe ekuseni bona abaya kudaniswa. Siya kudumisa Thixo, siya kuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova. Siya kuvuma ekuseni ukuba unguThixo. Xa liphuma ilanga, siya kuvuma uba unguThixo ilanga lihlaba umhlaba. Siya kuvuma ukuba unguThixo lakutshona ilanga. Nkosi yamakhosi, we lift up your name this morning. We come before your holy presence with thanksgiving, with reverence, with awe. My Father, we want to thank you for who you are. Lord, we are coming before your throne this morning as your people, Thixo wethu namandla onke, seeking after your face. This morning, as we interface with a brand new day, we want to thank you, King of Glory, for giving us access to your brand new mercies, which you have renewed, Lord God, to align specifically for this day. We want to thank you, Elohim, that you are lifting us up, mighty God, to a place of understanding and seeing you, Thixo wethu, in the beauty of your holiness. We want to praise you with our lips this morning. Our hearts exalt you. Our minds are focused on you, King of Glory. Our bodies are surrendered and dedicated to you this morning. Thixo lunge kakhulu, the wholeness and the fullness of who we are, Lord God, seeks after you this morning like a deer pants for the water. Our souls long after you, my King. We want to thank you this morning, Thixo wethu olungileyo, that we have come to seek first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness this morning, with singleness of mind, with contrite spirits before your holy throne. Lord, we are coming today, Thixo wethu, sisithini Nkosi yamakhosi, out of all the pursuits of life, in all our understanding, we have come to a place of recompensation where we know, Lord God Almighty, that we seek after understanding you, O God, in all our getting, Thixo wethu, we need and desire to gain understanding. Our hearts, my King and my Father, are lifted up to you, Lord God, to gain wisdom. Our minds, my Father, are lifted up to you this morning to gain restraints. Our body to you, Thixo wethu olungileyo, so that we are no longer present in our bodies, but that Christ in us may live, because he is the hope of glory. This morning, my King and my Father, we come, Lord God, repenting and confessing our sin, which is great before you, Thixo wethu. The sin, mighty God, of not holding the holy things of God with purity. The sin, mighty God, of pride, of looking ourselves and evaluating ourselves higher than we ought. The sin of insincere love this morning. The sin of deceit, almighty God, a heart, Thixo wethu, that continues to sow division amongst brethren. Lord, we are here to confess, Thixo wethu, the deadly mouth that speaks destruction, mighty God, against the people of God. We are here to confess, mighty God, a mind, Thixo wethu, that wanders, Lord God, between righteousness and unrighteousness, justice and injustice, purity and impurity. We are here to confess, Thixo namandla onke, even those actions, Lord God, feet that have hurried, Lord God, this morning to do imisebenzi yobumnyama. We are here, my Father and my King, to confess these hands that have been idle, laziness, Lord God Almighty, that we cannot even account for your time when we come to this place, Thixo wethu, of reconciliation. And yet, mighty God, we are also reminded this morning, as we stand in your presence, recognizing how feeble we are, recognizing how unable we are, Lord God, that we are a murmuring people, that even in the face of manna, in the face, Lord God, of your presence, a cloud by day, a fire by night, even in the presence of quail, even in the presence of water in the desert, we are still murmuring, because, Lord God, we've got desires that are not aligned to this time, that are not aligned to your purpose for our lives, Thixo wethu, that we are pursuing. We've got an ambition that has been not led laid down on the cross of Calvary. We've got, Lord God Almighty, our own way that has not been laid down, an unbroken will which seeks to desire its own pursuits. Lord, we come even in the face of your faithfulness. These evil desires continue to hold war against the way of the Spirit, which continues to freshen us, to lead us down paths of righteousness, to reveal the mind of the Father. This morning, my King and my Father, we are standing, get tick over to recognizing that these are the struggle of the flesh, of the man, of the old man, the sinful nature in us. We are here, Tikobe Tolungileo, to receive the grace, to receive true salvation, to receive the grace, my King and my Father, to receive, Lord God Almighty, the faith by which we are able to truly believe that, Lord God, that the heaviness of the sinful nature has been broken, to truly believe that the yoke has been broken, to truly believe, Lord God Almighty, that we have been transformed in the likeness, and that the character of Christ continues to be formed in our lives. We are here to recognizing that there is no other place where we can get it except for the presence of the Lord, except for the presence of the Lord, in which there is the fullness of our joy. We are here this morning, mighty God, believing that we have not come to a mountain that has been made by hands of man, but that we have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem this morning, to the countless of thousands of angels in a joyful gathering. We have come to the assembly of God's firstborn children whose names are written in heaven. We have come to God himself, who is the judge over all things, through Jesus Christ the gate, who is also the author of salvation. We have come this morning entering his presence, in the presence of our God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. We have come this morning entering his courts with praise. We have come declaring that we are singing a new song, because for a spirit of heaviness, you give us a garment of praise. Lord, we want to thank you that you give us joy for each and every one of our sorrows. We want to thank you this morning, Elohim, that weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We want to thank you this day that indeed it is the day that you have made. You have allowed us to arise to the rising of the sun, my King and my Father, to the dawning of a brand new day. We receive it and we welcome it with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we dedicate it straight back to you, O God, because we have also come to understand that whatever is planted in you, Lord, it multiplies. We thank you and we receive the blessing that is due to this day, because the blessing of the Lord, it maketh richer and it addeth no sorrow to it. And we thank you, O God, that whatever you declare blessed, nobody can curse, because the blessing of the Lord is eternal. We want to thank you, O God, for the blessing over this day, that it continues to speak restoration, it continues to speak revival, it continues to speak, Lord God, a change of heart, a transformation of life, a laying down of the old and a rising of the new, because in Christ Jesus all things have been made new. We want to thank you for the ministry of salvation, the ministry of the cross, which continues to establish the order of salvation in our lives, the order of the kingdom in our lives. We want to thank you, O God, that you love the world so much. This morning we recognize it with thanksgiving, that indeed you love the world so much that you gave us your one and only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes will not perish this morning, but receive eternal life. We thank you that this is the life that we have come to, O God, the life of abundance in Christ Jesus, the life of joyful procession in Christ Jesus, the life, mighty God, where there is no darkness, where there is no pain, where there is no night nor day, the life, mighty God, where we are one with you. We are one with you together with your heavenly beings. We are one with you together with creation. This is the life, mighty God, that we have come to receive. We want to thank you this morning that you give us also the power of the Holy Spirit, our empowerer, the one who leads us into all truth. We want to thank you that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can stand in the authority of the believer to declare that the yoke is broken because of the presence of this anointing, to declare that the yoke of burden, of sin, of religion, of law is broken over our lives this morning. Lord, we want to thank you that we will not be like the Galatians, that you have come to confront and ask the question, who bewitched you this morning? Because you started out so well and now you want to complete the race using a different set of laws. Lord, we are cognizant this morning that it is life in the Spirit, mighty God, that causes us to walk and not be weary, to run and not faint, to mount up on wings like eagles. Lord, to be an example of what it is that you meant to go to Lungileo, that in the presence of the rod there is liberty. Whomsoever the Son says free is free indeed. Lord, we want to thank you today, in the name of Jesus, that we can stand in the authority that you've given us, Lord God, to dismantle every evil altar that has been planted, mighty God, to declare destruction, that has been planted to speak evil, that has been planted, Lord God, to erect a wall of separation between us and the praises of our God. Lord, we can stand today boldly declaring, mighty God, that we are coming into the presence of God, boldly declaring that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God, that we are in covenant with our King and our Father, that we live in the precepts of the covenant, that the blood of Jesus continues to minister this new covenant, that the blood of Jesus continues to speak a better word on our behalf than the blood of Abel, that we can stand in the liberty of those whom you have given the truth, because now we have been set free because the truth set us free, that we can stand in the liberty of the sons and daughters of God, because that whom those who are led by your Spirit, they shall be called the sons of God. We want to thank you now that the people that were once in darkness have seen a great light because of the revelation of the sons of God, because of the revelation of the Son of Man, of the Son of God, who is also our high priest seated at the right hand of the Father, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who continues right now to make intercession for his people, who is declaring to a Peter this morning, Peter, the enemy has asked to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed that your faith may not fail you, who is declaring to the church, his bride right now, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against you, who is declaring that whosoever shall call upon my name, they shall find salvation this morning, who is declaring before the King and the Father the presence of the Trinity, that in them I have found my fullness this morning. Oh God, we want to thank you today for each and every access that we have received. The keys, mighty God, to the mysteries of the kingdom of God. We want to thank you this morning that through Jesus Christ, we are receiving, almighty God, the kings that you gave to David, the keys that are able to open doors that have been shut, almighty God, the keys that are able to shut those doors that continue to remain open to against their season. This morning, we want to declare the kingdom of God has come. Almighty God, we thank you for the grace of repentance because the kingdom of God has come. We want to thank you this morning that you are a good, good Father, that you are a good, good God. We honor and we exalt your holy name. Tik ona mandla onke. Tabata nansi ndawo yakho ke mzali wethu olunge kakhulu. Ufumane Thixo wethu uzuko lwakho namhlanje. Xa thina singabantwana bakho sisithi si zekuwe singena emakhosini akho ngovuyo, singena ebukhoneni bakho ngendanduluko zovuyo, sisithi unguThixo, sisithi unguYehova, akekho ngaphinda faniswe nawo, sisithi kubo bonke oThixo thina sikakamboni babo ngafaniswa nawe, kuba inceba zakho zimi ngona phakade, kubo bonke oThixo mazithi ingqondo zethu zimdumise yenwa owasisi osisiqalo sisiphe umthetho yena ongaguqukiyo, the same yesterday, today and forever. Lord God Almighty, our minds are established and focused on you this morning as the author and the finisher of our faith, the author of our salvation. We bless and we glorify you. Thixo lunge kakhulu namhlanje, thabatha uzuko lakho ke bawo, xa sisakunqula namhlanje, fumana ukutya komphefumlo wakho Thixo wethu olungileyo. Xa sisithi thina siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena nguYehova.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
It is the goodness of God this morning, my family, that we seek after. It is the goodness of God that we are here to experience. Good morning and welcome to you. 29 after 5 is your time. It is Let's Praise Him. That is the name of the program. We are going to be reading and continuing in prayer all the way to 6 o'clock this morning, my family, or just before 6 o'clock. And we are reading together from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. We are going to read Proverbs, chapter 31. And we are also, chapter 31. Verse 11 and 12, and then we are going to read this morning 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 all the way to verse 12, chapter 37, verse 11. Amen. Or maybe let me just start from verse 1. Then the Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. Hallelujah. Verse 2, He led me all around amongst the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Amen. Then He asked me, Son of man, can these bones become living people again? O Sovereign Lord, I replied, You alone know the answer to that. Then He said to me, Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, Dry bones, listen to the word of God. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. Hallelujah. I will put flesh and muscle on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Verse 7. So I spoke this message just as He told me. Hallelujah. Just suddenly as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, hallelujah, bangwele, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies. But they still had no breath in them. You know, bazalwane, as we continue to pray this morning, let's just be cognizant that when the Lord revives, when the Lord restores, when the Lord rebuilds, it happens in stages. And sometimes as those who have been called to minister, to stand in our office as priests before the Lord our God, over our families, over the earth, over the nations of the earth, over the cities of the earth, over our communities, over the church, as those who have been called to stand ordained as priests in valleys, many different valleys of the dry bones. Our duty is to be patient. There is nothing more dangerous than an impatient servant of God, an impatient prophet who is unable to wait for the completion of the process of God, to wait to see what it is that the Lord is doing, to wait to see the completed picture of God. When Saul was sent out into battle, and when he was sent out, he was given a specific instruction to wait for Samuel, who would come in and perform prophetic priestly duties. There is nothing more dangerous than a servant who wants to see the end from the beginning without holding on to the hand of him who has enlisted him in the army. There is nothing more dangerous than a servant who wants to complete his own picture, completing the work that God began. And so this morning, Barcelona, we are learning from the work of the prophet this morning, that the Bible tells us that the work that God had sent him to do in the valley of the dry bones was a step-by-step process. But the reality and the end of the matter is that he who had promised was doing it and was seeing the work to completion. And all the prophet needed to do was to stand in his position to receive instruction and to declare the word of God. Now the Bible tells us that when this work began, it seemed like an impossible task, because these bones were scattered all over in the valley. These bones that were once a vibrant living people were lifeless. They were formless. But you see, this is the thing that we need to understand, that our God specializes in formless things and places. When he created the earth, the Bible tells us that the earth was void and darkness hovered over covered the earth. And so today, let us also believe that with the assignment of our time, the assignment of the season, whatever the Lord has called us to do, our duty is to show up for service. Our duty is to listen to the one who has enlisted us in the army. Our duty is to declare the word, to watch and pray so that the word of God may come to pass, because it is not our duty, Bazalon, to finish the thing that God has started. Our duty is to watch and pray and watch and pray, remain in the presence of God. This morning, you know, this is important, because as we continue to pray, some situations may seem impossible. Some situations may seem like it is not going to happen, and that triggers our impatience. It triggers us to walk away from the place of assignment. But it is the dry bones that need to hear our voice. So when we walk away from the place of assignment, how do these dry bones hear the voice of the Lord? How do these dry bones begin to respond to prophetic unctions? Because the prophet had to stand in the desert so that the dry bones could respond, could hear and respond to the word of prophecy, which was triggered by the Spirit of the Lord. This morning, Barcelona, we also learn that the Bible tells us that these bones, even though they were skeletons, there are times in the reverse of that. There are times when we think that because now it is a skeleton, our job is done. And there are times, especially as evangelists, where we think, you are now okay. You are now no longer a bone. You are now no longer scattered. And then we walk away. And yet we have not recognized that the fullness of the work of God, it requires that these bones come together, that the muscles begin to attach to the bones, that the skin covers the muscles and the tendons, and that even before we can walk away from the place of assignment, there is a revival that needs to happen. There is an injection of life that needs to happen. And that injection of life happens when we come into agreement with the fullness of the Trinity, the word of God, which is Jesus Christ, the spoken word of God, the presence of God, which is the manifestation of creation, the Spirit of the living God, which is able to speak the life that we so desire to see amongst us, that we so desire to see around us. Father, we want to thank you this morning, King of glory, that in the name of Jesus this morning, oh God, you are calling us, Lord God, to take
tarry in the place of assignment. You are calling the church, Lord God, not to walk away from the place of assignment. Lord, you are calling the church not to hold itself on a pedestal, because this instance, mighty God, we are learning that in order for your priest, your prophet, to do his assignment, he had to go down to the valley together with the dry bones. He could not be standing on a hill declaring a word to the valley. He had to go down to the valley. We are learning as the church today that the places of real power are the places of humility. The places of real power are the places where we no longer live, but Christ in us, the hope of glory, where it is no longer about us, but the Christ in us who needs to arise in the power of his resurrection over the affairs of men and begin to administer justice with righteousness and holding healing in his hand, and begin to speak a word to his people, a word that will revive and restore, a word that will redeem from places of death, a word that will continue to speak a new covenant and mediate a reconciliation with God the Father. This morning we are learning as the church, as the bride, Tikonamanda Onge, from the book of the Proverbs chapter 31, that her husband can trust her, as the church, that we are trustworthy, that our husband can trust us to stand in the place of assignment, to stand and see the completed work of Christ and stand until it is done, and not be wavered by doctrine, by evil doctrine, wavered from left to the right, but to stand in the doctrine of the resurrected Christ, the Son of Man, who was born of the Virgin Mary, who walked the earth 100% man and 100% God, whose life was slain on Calvary so that we could be redeemed, so whose life was taken to the depth of Hades so that he could take the keys and destroy the powers, so that he could destroy every power, every principality. The one who was resurrected because of the faithfulness of the one who had called him. There is a resurrection from the valley of the dry bones. There is a resurrection from the pit of hell. There is a resurrection from the loins of death this morning. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, King of Glory. We are learning this morning, my family, from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 this morning. We are learning in the name of Jesus that, you know, Uthixo, I say, wenza umsebenzi wakhe, I say, ugqibezela umsebenzi wakhe, he leads us down paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We are learning this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, bazalwane, verse 9 or verse 8, three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Hallelujah. You know, when we look at the story of Ezekiel, we recognize and we remember that Ganene, in the Levitical law, the priests were given an instruction not to touch dead bodies. You see, there are times, Bazalwane, when we are going to be led down paths that we did not expect, but here's the promise of God, that even when he leads us down those unexpected ways, he is able to make the crooked path straight. He is able to bring water to the desert. He is able to break down the bars of iron. Even when we are led down the unpopular way, he is able to sustain our substance. He is able to root us so that we are not shaken. He is able to cause even the thorns that threaten us from being able to complete the assignment. He is able to give us the grace to withstand those thorns. Three times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need this morning. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. That is why I take pleasure in my weaknesses, and in the insults, the hardships, the persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I'm weak, that is when he is strong. strong because we serve a good, good Father this morning. When we are weak, that is when he is strong. And that's why we can boldly declare, let the righteous say, it is well with my soul. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the blind say, now I can see. Let the lost declare that I am found because of what Christ has done in us. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that as the church we see, we have been hearing, Lord God, but today we see. Siyayibona Thixo wethu lento yenzayo. Siyawubona umsebenzi owenzayo. Siyakubona Thixo wethu ugqashula ijokwe. Siyakubona usikhulula Thixo namandla onke from unbelief this morning, from a lack of faith this morning, from not receiving your grace this morning, from wanting to complete with our hands the work that you began with the Spirit. Lord, we are seeing the grace that is being made available to us in the midst of our weaknesses. We want to declare today that when we are weak, Father, we have come to understand that that is when you are strong. You are a good, good Father, and we celebrate you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM. From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Raulebwa Budim. Risa Pogole Kompo wena Papa. Roro Umwetle Umuhulu Wahalalela. Tate halalelang, Hussein Mudimwa Karisa, Buhulu Huena. We are just so humbled, my God, as you are equipping us, Father, to go ahead and giving us, Father God, the nuts and bolts of being your.
Amen and amen. We are live this morning, my family, on 0826572729. That is where you can send your voice notes this morning. We will come back and just meditate on a Proverbs chapter 31, verse 11 and 12, where the Bible tells us her husband can trust her and she will greatly enrich his life. Hallelujah. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. We are still learning about the character of the bride of Jesus, the character of the bride that Christ has gone up to heaven to continue to intercede for, that Christ gave his word for, and that Christ will be coming back for. That is what we are going to be doing 9 minutes before the top of the hour. We continue with worship music here on Radio Pulpit, my family. We have been reading from Ezekiel 37, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 all the way to verse 12 this morning. We are looking at the grace of the Lord and the power bestowed upon the church to be able to stand, having done all to stand this morning.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Come live the life at 657 AM, 657 AM.
Oh, the Lord that climbs in the trenches with us this morning. Torin Wells, Donald Lawrence and company with a track titled Trenches, bringing us to 5 minutes before the top of the hour. We continue in prayer this morning, just having a look at the Word of God. Bazalwane, Proverbs chapter 31. Sithesis amkhangela kanenelomchakazi side simqonde uba umchakazi ngubani. We are going to seek after the wisdom of understanding. What this bride is, who this bride is, what she is supposed to do, what she is supposed to say, how she behaves, the character of this bride. And we are reading then from the book of Proverbs chapter 31, verse 11 and 12. You know, I've just opened it in the, the Passion Translation. And I'm going to read verse 13 this morning, my family, because it's such an incredible piece of wisdom. Her husband, verse 11, has entrusted his heart to her. Now, this is the character of this bride. The bride, you know, her husband, our God, our Father, has entrusted his heart to her. Or rather, Jesus Christ has entrusted his heart to her. For she brings him the rich spoils of victory. Yo, Bazalwane. What an incredible revelation this morning. All throughout her life, she brings him what is good and not evil. She searches out continuously to possess that which is pure and righteous. And she delights in the work of her hands. She searches out continuously to possess that which is right and pure. Pure and righteous, and she delights in the work of her hands. The other day I was reading in the book of Proverbs, I can't remember which Proverbs, which says that when you continue to search out for evil, you will find it. You will find destruction. When you search out for evil, you will find destruction. But when you look out for good, you will receive the goodness of the Lord. And so this morning, Bazalwane, we are learning something very powerful about the character of the bride, is that she is trustworthy. Uthembekile umchakazi. Uyahlala emendweni. The bride stays in the covenant. The bride is trustworthy. Her husband trusts her. Hey, of course. The husband does not trust her to cook a good meal. The husband does not trust her to just raise up the kids. The husband does not just trust her to do household chores, but the husband trusts her that she will go out and make him rich and bring him the spoils of victory. Hallelujah, Banwele. And bring him the spoils of victory. What spoils are we talking about? We are talking about the excellence of the mandate to go out into the world, to begin, Bazalwane, to continue this good work that Christ has begun of making disciples of all nations, of bringing those who are outside of the commonwealth of Israel in covenant with God, of bringing those who are far from the kingdom of God, bringing them back home. It doesn't matter, no matter how long you want, bringing them back home, whatever the condition is, at all costs. By all means necessary, bringing them back home this morning. These are the spoils of victory, because these are the ones, these dry bones that the enemy thought would remain in the valley forever. But the Lord is sending out priests and kings to go out into the world to bring them home. Bazalwane, you know, little is when go and bring them back home.
Go and bring them back home. Hallelujah. Oh God, go and bring them back home. Balandeni ekseni. Anikeni balande. Ngoba bahleli in those dry places. Those prodigal sons. Those people that have forgotten that there is a God. Those ones that have forgotten that God is a provider. Those ones that need to be reminded that He is El Shaddai. Those that need to be reminded that He is our Shammah. He is forever with us. Those that need to be reminded that He is the Shalom, the peace of God, the one who makes all things whole. The ones that need to be reminded that He is indeed Chikenu this morning, that He is our righteousness. The ones that need to be reminded that He is Adonai. He is Yahweh. He is El Elyon. He is seated all by Himself. He rules all by Himself. That the expanse of the galaxy and the universe are seated under His control. That He is God, the creator of heaven and earth. That there is nothing too hot for Him. That what is impossible with man, it is possible with God. You know, the word Barcelona is letting us know that this is the time. There is an open window period where the Lord is calling those that worship Him to truly worship Him in truth and in spirit. And He is calling those who are ready, those who are hearing the word of God today, to go out into those valleys and bring them back home. The song that we have just listened to, Leti Uthixo, He goes and He travels with us in the trenches of life. And so this morning, this word is calling upon those who are ready, those who are saying to God this morning, Lord, I'm ready. Those who are saying to God this morning, Lord, ketam nanamhlanje ekseni. Those who are saying to God this morning, I didn't know yesterday, but today I know that indeed You have called me. Those who are saying to God this morning, that Lord, I recognize myself as this bride. I recognize myself as this bride that You have called. I recognize myself today as this bride that has been empowered, this bride that you have given everything which pertains to life and godliness, this bride that You have entrusted Your heart to, this bride that You know will bring You back the rich spoils of victory, this bride that brings You what is good and not evil, this bride that searches out continuously to possess that which is pure, hallelujah, and righteous this morning. We recognize that we are this bride that You have called. We are Kaisangom Chagaziwako, and You continue to lay the foundation for the good work that You have begun. We are this bride, Masalon Ekseni. Askesim to me, Su Jehovah. Askesim to me, Su Jehovah Ekseni. Oh my God.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.